Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. We're live at the Marker in Key West, Florida. Been our home away from home for the last few days. We'll be back in Nashville later tonight at the Omni Hotel tomorrow. Titans back on the practice field, and they have a few people back with them. Receiver Calvin Ridley and edge rusher Arden Key have returned to practice for the team. Ridley, of course, has been out three games with the hamstring. And he's second on the team with 290 receiving yards on 16 catches. That's depressing.
That is so depressing, isn't it?
He has missed the past four games with a quad injury, and so they're both back. Jeffrey Simmons won't practice today. He's continuing to work his way back from the hamstring. And safety Xavier Woods, defensive lineman C.J. Ravenel won't practice either.
Man, that is something. You think Arden Key's like, man, could you all not have traded me? Let me get out of here and done something. I was shocked Arden Key was not traded.
I was shocked that Pollard and Key didn't get traded. I really thought they would. But nonetheless, they are still here. So the Titans back on the practice field. I asked this. I'm serious, but I somewhat jokingly. I mean, what are you looking for now in the second half?
That's a great question.
By every metric, they are the worst team in the league.
Yeah. I'd like to see them knock off a few teams along the way. The Chiefs in late December when they come here, maybe on the road knock off the Niners. But that's being said, you got to play well. I would just like to see – I mean, I think Cam Ward to me has gone rogue a little bit.
Yeah.
Little maverick there, doing some things that he didn't normally do at Miami. I mean, the sidearm passes. I just got to get past that. I don't know, Chase, because they're terrible in every position. I don't know. I don't think they can win games. So it's very – I mean, don't tell me. Well, I like to see them get beat by the Chargers 27-20. That did nothing. I mean, there was no shot that they were going to win that game, but – I just think I would like to see, for once, them put together a complete game. I don't think it's going to happen.
Here's the wild thing. So Paul Kaharsky put this out. Titans, Texans on Fox Sunday, and Tennessee broadcast footprint is literally Middle Tennessee. Side effect of being so bad is the Titans start to lose whatever hold they have on Knoxville, Chattanooga, and Memphis. According to the broadcast map, the game will not be shown in Knoxville, Memphis, and Chattanooga.
That's a problem. I mean, that's a marketing. You know what? That might resonate with Amy Adams. That right there resonate with her, that the fact that nobody cares about your team. Now, they're showing the game in Houston, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're showing in parts of Houston and South Texas.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you see, I'm going to assume this giant red is the Cowboys or I don't know. But, yeah, Houston, it's Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Corpus Christi, Waco, it's being shown. So, basically, South Texas.
But only in Middle Tennessee is the game being shown. Yeah. I would absolutely show that to Amy Adams. Say, look, here's what you've done to your football team. No, even Knoxville, even Memphis doesn't want to see you.
Yeah.
Man, I was going to. But, I mean, that's terrible. That's the worst I've ever seen it. With this, the football team's the worst they've ever been in Nashville. That map drives it home of how bad it is. Gosh.
It's bad, man. I mean, but it's just like I think most of the fan base is now just checked out.
Ugh.
I mean, Chip and Mount Juliet is saying, give Restrepo a shot. What could it hurt?
Well, they're not. They're not listening to us.
No, they need to.
We've been hammering and banging that drum for weeks now. It's not going to happen, and it should.
Yeah.
We'll go back to what Tim Hasselbeck said. Oftentimes, you look at Restrepo, should not be the best receiver on the field. He's at Miami playing against really good people, and he was the best receiver on the field against guys who are now playing in the National Football League. Put him out there, Borgo. Let him have it. Let him have an opportunity and a chance to do that.
I was trying to find something. So who even has the game? It's Fox, and
Fox is like, we're good.
Yeah.
And go ahead and make the joke how it's going to be on the Cartoon Network this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even good enough for Nickelodeon.
All right. Yeah, man.
This is kind of where they are.
That is something else.
Let's see. It is on Fox, and it will be Chris Myers and Mark Schlereth will be the crew with Jen Hale on the sideline.
Now, this is a game, right, where you should hire a couple comedians to do this. Let him get out. Let a couple comedians call this game. I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I love Dennis Miller when he did football games. Because if you're taking football X's and O's from Dennis Miller, you're the problem. If you're laughing at Dennis Miller, what he's saying, then that Al Michaels and Dan Fouts, they talk now about Dennis Miller, how he was great.
Yeah.
He made them laugh, made see things differently, and all that. Why not let a couple comedians call this game?
Like,
give me Sebastian Maniscalco to call the Titans game. And somebody to set him up and let him go. It'd be great.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it could be fun. But yeah, so that is it's like by the oh wow. Now here's an interesting stat that I think would resonate with Amy Adams Strunk.
Oh no.
So you remember with Bud that the Texans, that was always the important one, right?
That's right.
The Titans all time against Houston are 24-23.
Oh.
So that means that they're, and I think they have always held that. I think they've always had the upper hand in that record. I could be wrong, but I believe they have. So if they lose Sunday, it's 24-24. I think that would matter to her.
We asked John McClain why this rivalry has not grown. I mean, it's Houston versus basically Houston, right? I mean, the team that left Houston and came to Nashville. And so why has this game not gotten bigger rivalry rise with the fan bases? And John, a great point. There's never really been big games on the line between these two franchises. If I missed something, I mean, Houston came in an 0-2, and the Titans, you know, beat them pretty good there. And then it kind of switched for a little bit in 12, 13, and 14 when the Texans got J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney. But there's never been really important games between the Texans and the Titans as they came in the league in 2002.
DeMeco Ryans is 4-1 against the Titans since he's been the coach. Mike McCoy, as a head coach, went 1-1 against Houston when he was with San Diego. So the Titans, these are interesting little stats here. The longest winning streak by the Titans was from 2004 to 2008, where they won 7 in a row. The longest losing streak was 5 from 2014 to 2016. The Titans at Nissan Stadium against Houston are 12-11. So that record could fall to 500 overall.
Well, I'm trying to think big moments. I remember the game when McNair hit Drew Bennett in the corner of the end zone.
Yep.
And they beat the Texans. Didn't
they, Baronis, have like a 9 field goal game?
He did.
Like
he had a bunch of field goals. Nah, feels good under there, buddy. No hat, man. Baronis had like 8 field goals in that game. There was a game in Nashville. Remember this, Chris Johnson, when the Texans left Chris Johnson wide open at receiver, and Kerry Collins got the ball and threw it over there quickly as he could. And I think that might have been the first game we realized how fast Chris Johnson was. I think that was 08. He just took off down the field. Now, some of Chris Johnson's biggest runs came against the Texans, but as far as big ball games – between this, with a lot of things on the line, I don't remember.
So they put the stat of a Titans victory would, and give a couple of bullet points.
Oh no!
Improve the Titans' all-time record at Nissan Stadium to 119-101, including the regular season and playoffs. Give rookie Cam Ward his second career win as a starter.
Ugh.
Improve the Titans' all-time record against the Texans to 25-23, and here's the one. Give the Titans a 9-1 record after their bye week since 2016.
Say that stat again.
Give the Titans a 9-1 record after their bye week since 2016.
That's pretty good.
They've actually been pretty good against the bye.
Because Vrabel had some crazy stat after bye weeks where they just rolled over opponents.
Yeah.
That might have been a loss under Mularkey they had there, but still, I mean, that's – it's pretty good. I mean, that's just – it's game – I mean, on the scale of the landscape in the NFL, this game is at the very, very bottom. I bet you could get tickets Sunday, and there's a ticket thing you could figure out. Like, I'm going to say the lowest ticket, $18.
Probably. They have not announced the honorary 12th Titan yet, but the But the legend of the game?
Yeah.
Is a linebacker. A middle linebacker.
Randall Godfrey?
Nope.
Middle line. Stephen Tulloch?
Stephen Tulloch.
We made up. We're buddies now. We're good. We're not.
We
made up. We're buddies. He wanted a piece. He's like the heckler at the Comedy Key West. Now. He wanted a piece of the Big Joe.
Yeah.
Pause.
I'll tell the story real quick.
Yep,
because when they were going to pick up Randy Moss, we did an interview in the locker room and asked Titans players, do you want Randy Moss? He's like, no, we don't need Randy Moss. We got Kenny Britt. We got other guys here. We don't need him. And we're good with what we got right now. And I think Nate Washington was on that team. So we're good right now. So they get Randy Moss. So I run the interview at 6 o'clock. I said, here's what some people said about getting Randy Moss. It was nothing bad. I go in the locker room next day. Tulloch corners me. Hey, you man, you put me in a bad light. I'm like, how? You blew your interview. I'm like, I asked you about Randy Moss.
You said it.
You said you didn't need him. You said nothing bad about Randy Moss. You said you believe in the guys in his room. Yeah, but you took that out of context. And I was like, Steven, how dumb are you? This is what you said. You inserted your own words in that. I'm like, do you know how interviews work? And Dan Phillips, our buddy from Fox, is right next to me. And Dan's like, yeah, we just played the soundbite. It didn't sound bad at all. And so he didn't talk. And so years later, he came back for an event, and he apologized. I didn't know who he knew I was.
Yeah.
He said, hey, man, I'm sorry about that. I overreacted. I said, man, I forgot about it the second you walked away. So I was like, come on, man. I thought Tulloch was a hell of a linebacker because he left here, went to the Lions, and had a nice little career up there. But, I mean, when you start lashing out at the media for something like that, you know the ship's going down, and that's what was happening.
615-737-1025. We'll have more coming here. From Key West, talk to the Titans, the marker Key West, Jason Big Joe.
Yes, I'm really thankful to our sponsors down here, Reunion Township at 109 City Limits Apartments. Thank you. You can find them at reuniontownship.com or liveatcitylimits.com. We say luxury living is for you. Those two places have it. Thank you to the Roxy 8 Theater in Dixon. Belinda, thank you for our partnership. We love you. We love Dixon. We love the Roxy 8 Theater. And our good friends at the Nashville Cats, Greg Pogue, Jeff Fisher, thank you. Again, great merchandise for the Christmas season. Let's go to nashvillecats.com. Everything's there. And 2026, my friends, in Clarksville is going to be a fantastic year for the Nashville Cats. More on that coming soon. But again, thank you to the Nashville Cats for being part of this trip.
615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 the game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 the game. Here on this, I was waiting for it.
What is that? Something like a car alarm.
No.
It's a song.
Make some noise.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Thank you, David.
Good job, David. We are back. I think we might have dropped off for a second. We apologize for that, but we should be good to go now. Live at the Marker Key West, talking about the Titans and just what you want to see from them. Rich wants to weigh in now at 615-737-1025. Rich, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, I just had a question about Cam Ward. To me, his mechanics look off when he's back there in the pocket and moving around. I just don't think he's a franchise quarterback. I think after next year, the Titans will be drafting another quarterback. Mm. And my next question is, when is the last time a player has not been offered a scholarship out of high school, played for the FCS for a couple of years, moved on out west, and then came over to Miami? When's the last time they had success in the NFL? Do you know? Thank you.
Yes. A guy named Baker Mayfield was a walk-on at Texas Tech, got beat out by Patrick Mahomes. He's a walk-in, walked on in Oklahoma, and there you go. It doesn't happen a lot, but talent always rises, and Baker Mayfield's a guy that did that. He's a walk-on at Texas Tech, walk-on in Oklahoma, and then won the Heisman Trophy and got to do that. And that's the thing. Look, thank you for the call. If you look at Cam Ward at Miami, he was great. He made great passes, delivered down the field. Watch that Florida game where he beat them, scrambling and running around, and he did all that. I agree. I think the sidearm passes are lazy. I think when a quarterback throws off his back feet are lazy. And somebody put out last night, I saw on Instagram, the top five worst plays in the NFL this year. Cam Ward's on four of those. Not good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dropping the ball.
Yeah.
And the worst play in the NFL this year was the fumble versus the Patriots when he backpedaled, fumbled, they picked it up, and then got into the end zone. So it's really a bad situation for him now. He needs a lot of help. And I really, really think Mike Borgonzi can help him. I really, really believe that Borgonzi's a football guy. He knows what he's doing, and he can help Cam Ward.
Yeah, and look, I mean, to Rich's point on they'll be drafting another quarterback, that may be true, but you better hope that it's not, because they need to use this draft capital to, like you just said, build around Cam Ward.
What did Floyd Reese always tell you?
If he could get away with it, he'd draft a quarterback every year.
He would. And that's the thing, is like, when you pick number one, I mean, the pressure is just boom right there. And it's, I always go back to Jamarcus Russell. I mean, I know it's a bad comparison, but you just get that number one pick. The number one pick's supposed to be an Aikman or a Manning, and it's usually not. And then, but you look at Baker Mayfield. I mean, how Cleveland, why ever got rid of him? Look at what he's doing now. It's just 50-50, man, so you just never know. But he needs a lot of help. Cam Ward does.
Let's go to Chris on the Titans. Chris, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey, you're talking about Knoxville and Memphis area not getting the games this weekend. It kind of reminds me, you know, we had a group of friends. We'd always get together on Sunday afternoons, eat snacks, watch the Titans games. We haven't done that in several years. My friends have now started going to birthday parties with their wives and stuff. And so if this is happening in Knoxville and Memphis, you know this is bad for the Titans when even your own fans don't even want to watch your games anymore in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, no, Chris, you're right. And that's the thing. Is like, for so long, I mean, when the Titans were on the road, we'd all get together and watch the games and everything. And then, you know, there'd be tailgate parties when they're at home. But when Chase showed me that map, I mean, it's a just a small little blip across the entire country. And I'm telling you, that drove the point home of how bad this franchise is right now.
I really believe, looking back, I know hindsight's 20-20, but
sorry. I think there was a delay there.
Did you get swallowed by the well? Are you Jonah?
I think there was a delay there, so
that's
sorry
right.
about that.
Thank you, Chris. We love you, brother.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Kenny the Mailman has called in. Hello, Kenny.
Hello, good friends. Was it just me, or y'all started talking about the poor TV coverage of the Titans and the radio coverage went out?
Yeah. I guess they got us.
Is it just the word Titans? But here's the dirty little secret. We know they barely sell any merchandise nationwide. Nobody wants to watch it. If a restaurant was run that way, it would go out of business. But a small percentage of every Cowboys shirt sold, a small percentage of every Patriot fan that turns the TV on, everything sold at the Bears game, goes to Miss Amy. What's she got to worry about?
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, you're 100% correct, man.
I mean, why spend the money to super improve work 14, 15 hours a day when you just sort of rake it in like the casino dealer? Y'all have a great day, and I'm waiting for you to get on home, friend. Goodbye.
Thanks,
thank you,
buddy.
Kenny. Appreciate it. We'll be flying out this afternoon, and knock on wood, everything seems to be on time.
And if not, we're stuck here. But no, we'll
place to be stuck.
There are for that to do that. So, yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, people are still passionate about this football team, but I think they've had enough. I think they've had enough. I mean, it's just, we talked about with Amy Adams. I mean, she comes down and introduces Mike Keith, but doesn't say anything. Did she say anything to Mike Keith on the field that day?
No.
I don't, yeah, right?
She didn't say anything publicly. I don't even think she introduced him.
And then you got the Texans, and then who rolls in here next week? I know they have the Texans. I know they got Cleveland on the road, San Francisco on the road.
They got three straight at home.
Yes,
so
sir.
They got Houston, Seattle, Jacksonville.
Seattle?
Yeah.
That could be really bad.
You
next
know what,
week.
Though? You know what, though? That's the one. That's the one game that Seattle should come in here and curb stomp the Titans. And that's the one that they'll probably somehow, some way, figure out how to win, and nobody will have an explanation for it.
I said the Chiefs, but you're right. There's always the one game they win.
Because Seattle's one of the hottest teams in the league right now.
And their record on the road is almost impeccable. They don't lose on the road. Yeah,
so the Titans, on paper, have no shot in hell and winning against Seattle and watch them do it. Get it done. Watch them get blown out 28-0 this week and then turn around and Cam Ward plays the game of his life and they beat Seattle.
What if they do get beat 28-0 by the Texans? I mean, you got some serious things going on. I mean, it's already bad now, but
yeah.
with coaching, and do you sit somebody? Do you put somebody out there? I mean, the question is, we've been about Cam Ward. If he's getting beaten by the offensive line, do you keep him in there? And my thing was, keep him in there because he's got to learn. But if he's getting slobber knocked every game and you're not seeing any development, then, yeah, a question like whether or not he should play whole games. If he's not getting any better.
Trey wants to weigh in on the Titans. Hello, Trey.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Hey, you hear me?
Good.
What's up, man?
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Hey, I just wanted to say that I don't believe Cam Ward's going to get better. I believe that, you know, he's playing his mind game thing. And I think it's affecting his play out on the field. And if they think we're going to sit around here and wait till next year for somebody to step up and say, hey, we're going to try to draft another quarterback or get another veteran in here, you know, we can't wait on that. And like Big Joe was saying, he's terrible. Am I the only one that could see it? You know, he's terrible, and we need something better, or he needs to get himself together. What do y'all think? Do you think that he's going to throw? Huh?
I never said he was terrible. I just said he needs a lot of help, and he's regressed. But he needs a lot of help.
Hey, Big Joe, y'all think he's going to throw 10 touchdowns this season?
Probably not. Thanks for the call, Trey.
Thank you, buddy.
Probably.
Bye.
Not.
Probably not.
Thanks, Trey.
Yeah, I think you're right. You got to build a team around him. Like, he has nothing to work with. The offensive line sucks. You know, they got now. Do they have some building blocks? Maybe, but like J.C. Latham's been a huge disappointment. Like,
huge.
He's gone the complete wrong direction. And I know people argued on that pick, but it was never that he was a bad player. It was, you know, you could have had who was the tight end that was out there?
Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers, and you know, some other things, and you didn't do that. But
so here is the Colts in '99, their draft, right after Peyton Manning, they had to build around him. They got Edgerrin James, Hall of Fame, Mike Peterson, linebacker, Florida. They got Brandon Burlesworth, who unfortunately passed away in a car accident after that. But then they started building. Drafting, you know, Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wynn. They started building with him. They know it wouldn't be made in a day to do that. And that's what Cam did with Cam Ward. You got to build around him. I mean, if everybody was on board Cam Ward being the number one pick in the draft, right? So all these experts aren't dumb. When all of them said this, okay, they all said he would be something. But you got to surround – this isn't Michael Jordan with the Bulls. This is a quarterback in the National Football League that needs a lot of help, and I really think Borgonzi's going to get him help. It just takes a while.
615-737-1025. We'll get back to your phones and texts. Coming up next, live from Key West at the marker, it's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday. Sam Malone hanging out with us as well. Well, cheers. At the marker, Key West, where we have had a blast. We have... during this break, literally run into all our friends we made down here. So
from Nashville, yeah, too.
A couple from Nashville, Ryan and Courtney, who listen. So shout out to them. But, yeah, it's been fun. We've had a good time. But
always a good time.
Taking your calls and texts on the Tennessee Titans. Eric, you're up now. What's up, Eric?
I don't think, you know, because I know you said I haven't called it because you haven't made a mistake. And I'm not calling to tell you've made mistakes, but a lot of times you make mistakes and either I'm not able to call in or can't tell you. And then by the time I do, I forget about them. So
you're good.
Yeah. Hey,
so what call is this?
No. This is actually about the Titans, guys. I've heard already people are saying Cam's a bust. I'm hearing people say it. I've even heard the other day we wound up the number one pick. I've even heard one outrageous person say, we ought to trade Cam Ward and then draft the quarterback from Indiana at number one. I said, guys, come on. Let's not do this again. No. You got to stick with him. And there comes a point, guys, because I hear people saying, well, let's tank for number one, and we could. And so I'm not saying it's definitely wind up with a number one pick. If we do, I think we ought to try and make a trade with the Jets since they've got three first-rounders and where we can get a haul because I know they're going to be drafting a quarterback. But it also comes to a point, and I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, but what do you do if we're bad again next year? You wind up near or at the number one pick. There comes a point you don't want to keep doing that because that's not good for the organization. And also, I don't want the NFL sniffing around saying, hey, if the Tennessee Titans wind up with the number one pick a couple years or 3 years on the road, we're going to have to investigate this because they're not running a franchise right. And I don't want the NFL coming around doing that, guys. I want stability. I want to improve. I don't want to keep tanking for the number one pick because how is that working out? We need to try and improve the team around Cam, do what we can for him because I just don't want to keep being in this position. Guys, I'll get off. Y'all take care, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Eric. And look, you're right. But, I mean, I'll say it. If they end up with the number one overall pick again this year, which I think there's a very good chance of that to this point, that's not the end of the world. If you let Borgonzi do what I think Borgonzi is capable of doing.
Agreed.
And that is, like he said, I think the Jets become a dance partner. They got the three firsts that they can work with, and you make moves with them to move out of that number one spot, put yourself in a position to get a playmaker for Cam Ward, whether it be a receiver or edge rusher. I would say edge or an offensive playmaker. You do that, and then you add other draft assets, then all of a sudden you find yourself in a pretty good position to build.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have the cap space to supplement some of that in free agency.
Well, not only that, I mean, you build through the draft. Look at all these great teams have done that. The Chiefs, their two best players got through the draft, Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, Trey yep. Smith, Chris Jones. I mean, they've added some good things. You have to be a solid drafter to be a good football team. Every team right now that's been the best in the National Football League has had great drafts. So let Borgonzi do this and get it done. I mean, you look at Robinson's draft in 16 was really good. 19 was really good. I mean, and then, yeah, he bottomed out a little bit there. We know that. But, man, if you can sustain that, the Colts have drafted really well the last several years on the front lines, and you see what they got now. So it all goes back. You can spend all day long, and you see what happens not only with the football team in our town, but with the damn hockey team, who's a massive disappointment spending money on. So there's a smart way to do it, there's an easy way to do it, and there's the right way to do it. You just got to figure out one of the three. Mine.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. A couple of texts. Johnny in Hendersonville. If the Titans get beat by 25 this weekend, who is Amy going to fire? There's nobody left but T-Rack. Could you imagine if they announced that T-Rack got fired?
Oh, that would be so – I mean, it would be awful, but
my
goodness.
She gets to the point where she gets so mad she fires the raccoon.
We laugh, but we could see that happening.
Oh, 100%. We could see that happening. Jeremy in Clarksville, Ward could throw for 400 yards and three touchdowns in a game, and Trey would still say he sucks.
Thank you. I don't know what he's got against Cam Ward. I mean,
he's never liked him, though. Like, it's funny. Even when they drafted him, he hasn't liked him. Kevin in Hendersonville, if the Titans happen to get the first overall again this year, I'd love to see them make a trade out of it with a team that could land that pick the following season with that massive wide receiver class.
Let me ask you this.
That's a good point, too.
We listened to J.C. Latham after the Raiders game in Vegas. Did he just look lost? I'm not going to say he's disinterested, but I think he looked defeated. That's a word. He looked defeated in the locker room that day. There was no emotion. This is from J.C. Latham. They got beat, and he gave a bunch of sacks. I know that. But he just looked defeated sitting in the line. I'm like, man, I'd be so mad if I had a bad game and I'm going to get better. And that's, I don't know. It just looked, I don't know. It looked not good from that perspective. And when you're sitting there and the only guy on the offensive line is Skoronski, who's looking decent, well, you need all five to work well to get it done, not one of five.
This guy looks like Jim Wyatt.
Oh, my God, he does. Jim escaped the Titans, too, down here.
He said, screw
it. I worry about Jim. I used to worry about Mike Keith. He got the hell out of town.
Yeah.
I worry about Jim. He's got to write positive, good things about this franchise.
I think with the J.C. Latham thing, I just think we got sold a bill of goods on Bill Callahan.
He's the best.
Yeah, and maybe oversold that. And maybe we just got fooled on – maybe we're going to find out J.C. Latham was a bad pick, which is unfortunate. But, again, that's on the previous regime.
They could have had Bowers.
They could have had Bowers. Yeah. Can you imagine Brock Bowers with Cam Ward?
It'd be good.
Yeah. I mean, because that's what he needs. He needs an offensive playmaker, and he doesn't have that.
Oh, man, he does not have that at all. Poor guy, man.
I mean, if you were able to find him a stud receiver that is a true number one, and then you put him with Io Manor and DK and maybe find, you know, one more, all of a sudden you got something different.
I'm sorry, a guy walks up with a shirt that says, drinks well with others.
I like that. You need that.
Yeah, that's it, man. No, I'm with you, man. And again, so this draft will be, you pick number one. I mean, if you go number one, what position right now? Chase McCabe, you're on the clock. Tennessee Titans, don't answer after we do this, but you're on the clock right now. Number one pick, what position do you go for? Don't answer right now. Wait, after.
Oh, okay.
Let people know. If you're all drafting right. A position, number one, where are you going next year? Because it's probably going to be number one.
Okay.
Not a player, the position.
So you're taking the trade option out. You're just saying I'm making the pick at number one.
Yeah, because I thought they would trade number one this year. They didn't. I think they stick with their number one.
Nah, I think they would this year. Okay, we'll answer that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe live at the Marker Key West here on 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 5 The Game on this Wednesday live at the Marker Key West. So Joe asked the question, if the Titans are picking number one, we're saying they stick and pick number one overall for the second year in a row. What are you looking for position-wise?
And don't go down like, oh, the number one guy is this defensive end out of Miami next year. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I just position group. Remember, we're helping Cam Ward here.
Yeah, for me it would be a wide receiver. I mean,
that's number one?
Yeah. I mean, I want a wide receiver with their pick.
Remember who the Cowboys drafted first in 88?
Was that Irvin?
Michael Irvin. Who did they draft the next year in 89?
Aikman.
Yeah. And 90?
Emmitt Smith.
I mean, not every team does that, but
yeah.
Aikman, they got Aikman help. I mean, Irvin got him a quarterback and they got a running back. So I agree with you. I think a receiver would be fantastic to go with Cam Ward. I know, figure the defense out, a pass rush or this and that. They got Obi-Wan Dejo from UCLA. What's his name? Adamato. He's from UCLA.
Oladejo?
Oladejo. I cannot pronounce his name. Thank you for that. I
appreciate
Obi-Wan
Kenobi? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, the force is not with him.
Pass rush. No, it is not.
But, yeah, give me a dynamic, and don't text us about, well, no, really, the last number one receiver to get drafted was Keyshawn Johnson in 1996. I know that. But we're talking about getting Cam Ward. Get him that one guy, man. Plug him in with Io Manor and DK. Get Gunnar Helm there, and you're doing something. This is really good and exciting. No more linemen going first, please. I'm with you, and I hate agreeing with you, Chase, but give me somebody, a number one receiver as well. It'd be fantastic with Cam Ward.
So in the latest mock draft from CBS, this is how they have it. They have the Titans drafting Arvell Reese, linebacker out of the Ohio State.
No.
And then Fernando Mendoza goes second to the Saints. Carnell Tate from Ohio State goes third overall to the New York Football Giants.
Who's the top? Give me the top receiver they've got going next year.
Tate, I guess, from Ohio State.
Okay.
Isn't there the other guy? But he's the next year. I don't think he's eligible this year.
Is Ryan Williams able to come out? Because, you know, he's only 17 when he started Alabama. I've only told you that 1,000 times during a football game.
I don't know.
Or is he a sophomore? Oh, he would be at the top five if he's coming out, so he's got another year.
Yeah, yeah. So that is what they have. Let's see, a couple others. This is USA Today. They have Arvell Reese, who's a edge rusher, linebacker, defensive end, going to the Titans. Mendoza to the Saints. Jordan Tyson, wide receiver, Arizona State, going to the Giants?
No. No, yeah, give me the highest receiver on that board, and I'm good to go and build that with Cam. Get what you need. I mean, it's not rocket science here.
Yeah.
It's not.
Cleveland takes Ty Simpson. The Jets take Dante Moore from Oregon.
Ty Simpson's interesting because NIL money, he can make a fortune again for another year there.
Yeah. The Raiders take Reuben Bain, the defensive end from Miami. I like him.
Him and Max Crosby would be good together.
Yeah, but, I mean, I would like him with the Titans. So, let's see. Others say, Wes and Herman just says, what position? Owner, and apparently a new mascot. Side question, how does one individual apply to be the mascot for the Titans? I don't know. That's great.
Oh, man.
Wes in Clarksville, speaking of draft, I think that's where we mess up. We draft players because we need the position and not – taking the best player on the board. I think that was the old way of doing things.
Yep.
But I don't think that is this way. Chris in Clarksville, we've got to get the best offensive tackle in the draft. Until we develop an O-line, we will never be able to run or pass and see how good our quarterback is. On the Latham discussion, I can't help but think that moving him to the right tackle gave him a disadvantage because it seemed like he was better last year when he was at left tackle and looked more natural. Thoughts?
I don't want any more linemen in the first round. We were told J.C. Latham's the guy, man. Left tackle, disaster. Right tackle, not much better. You assign Dan Moore. I get the need to do that, but give me a weapon. Give me a weapon. Right? I can't more give me a weapon. We've told this story before about players, plays and playmakers, right? You need playmakers to make great plays. Give me the playmaker. Give me that receiver. Bring him here and let him take the top on the off the defense.
I'm with you on that. Dylan and Antioch, oh, my God, if they take a linebacker at number one, I'll lose it.
Right? They take a linebacker.
A lot of you are saying offensive line.
No, stop it.
Matt from Nashville, it's boring, but the Titans should draft offensive linemen with our first round pick for the next 5 years.
I can't stomach another offensive lineman getting drafted.
Yeah. Love the show, fellas, but it doesn't make any sense to be talking about taking a receiver as the number one pick if you can't protect the quarterback long enough to throw him the ball. This team has sucked so long, we have no ability to protect the quarterback. Even a mediocre quarterback does all right if he has good protection.
Three words, three-step drop, and just throw it up. Let the guy run underneath it and let him get there. I'm telling you, they can't draft another lineman. You can't do it. Dan Moore's booked in for a while. So whoever you get, number one's got to play. J.C. Latham's going to play.
Well, they're going to – look, they got to draft linemen, but you don't have to do it.
You're not doing number one?
Number one. No.
No,
no.
Go down the line and do that, but you're not taking –
but you can get a guard. You can get a guard later, which they need. They need a guard and a center, I think, and then maybe a tackle.
Oh, they need a tackle. Most definitely need a tackle. They need four of the five on that offensive line and use the first pick to get – but I want a receiver. I want a receiver to do that.
Dr. Crane, you get a little sun on the nose there, buddy.
Oh, yeah, that was earlier today.
Yeah. He's got his captain hat on. He's
walking, for the folks, our great producer, Dr. Crane, is walking around the pool waving at people. I saw you waving at them. Acknowledging people.
He's
great.
Yeah, he's good.
Keep doing your job over there, man. You look like Captain and Tennille, and Tennille is left hand.
David Jades just sent us a screenshot that says, this looks like the start to a weird porno. I'm done.
My God.
I just see Nick shirtless in a captain's hat. I'm just like, what is going on?
Yeah, Nick is shirtless in a captain's hat. That is true.
Go, dude, go.
You're fine, man.
Go. You look like you're running for alderman of Key West. So go shake hands with people.
Right? Captain of the Keys.
Yeah, that's good. Now he's waving. Oh, that's so good. Sorry. We got off kilter.
David,
there
please send me that. Text me that picture, please.
He did. You're on it.
Okay, thank you so much.
That is hilarious. So we'll see. Obviously, a lot of time to talk draft. But
we're doing it in mid-November.
Yep. Ugh. That's where we're at right now. Coming up next, I have an interesting little stat for you.
Okay.
Today is the last day of something.
Wait, I made my credit card payment today. I know I did that. Or did I?
Today is the last day of something, and I'll tell you what that is coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, we're live at the Marker Key West here on 102.5 The Game.